Shir in the Deir Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah,
and in the middle of Siman Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, which deals with Hilchos Chanukah and the proper way that we're supposed to light the Chanukah candles. Now, there is a tremendous number of Deir Shur footnotes in Hilchos Chanukah, and we're not going to get through all of them. I'll try to head as many as we possibly can. So we pick up with the Ramah towards the bottom of Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. And the Ramah says, "Umutu lahadlik bipomotos shekorin lampa." A person is allowed to use what is known as pomotos or a lamp. Me'achar shekol ner muvdal harbi mechavero. He brings down from the Truma Sedeshin that this type of a lamp setup is each one is a separate light, and therefore they're all separate from each other, and therefore it's not a problem of a torch like we spoke about at the end of yesterday's shir. Mishmur Sivkot and Yud Zayin tells us that these pomotos were made out of nechoshes, brass, and they were made. It had branches coming out of this central base, and they came out of it in a circle around it. And all of these branches were hollow. They were chalulin. And the separation between each of these candles was accomplished by having some sort of a mechitza between each of the lights. So again, it's not a torch, and therefore it would be halachically kosher. Each candle is considered, therefore, a separate candle, and it's not considered a madura. And if I'm understanding this correctly, each one of these branches that comes off in a circle is a separate Chanukiah itself, and we'll see this more in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yudches. Let's do Sivkot and Yudches now. And he tells, Mashmon Miloshin, that it appears from this language of the Ramah that there are two conditions that were required over here, the Tarati Bina. Number one, Dainu Shiu Gamke Muvdolim Hakonim Echa Mechaver. Each of these branches has to be separate from the other. And number two, Levad, Mashiyesh L'Kol Konim, Mechitza B'Fniyatza. And each part of these branches has to have a separate section, so it's not looking like a Madura, and that each candle is separate from the other candle. He says, Ayin El Yeraba Shekosav, the Dai Beroch of Etzba. It's enough that if it's wide and Etzba, this separation between one and the other. V'adin Kishim Adapke, Neiros Shava B'Kosa. Likewise, when you're attaching wax candles to the wall, there should be a separation between the candles. You're putting them on the surface of the wall, the top of the wall. There should be a separation of at least an etzba in between each candle so it doesn't look like a madura. Now we continue in the Ramah. He says, should be careful when you're making wax candles and using them for your menorah, and that you shouldn't have them attached to each other when you light, because they have a kedura. That will be like a torch as well. He brings this down from the Ma'arai, from the Piskei Ma'arai. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yutess explains further, afilu lahadbik shnayim biyachad aser, and to attach two candles together is aser. V'koshkein arbo chamisha, certainly if you're attaching four or five candles together, devadai nira kimedura, that would look like a torch, even though you're intending it as one candle, that's too much and isn't considered a good candle. Ramah continues, he says, "Afilu b'nei Rosh Shabbos v'yontav yizor shalal lasos king." He brings up in the Oros Ruah that this is the same halacha that applies to Shabbos and Yontav as well, albeit this is a little bit controversial, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chof. He says, look in the Bir Halacha where he discusses this further. If you look in the Dibur HaMaskel, "Afilu b'nei Rosh Shabbos v'chofetz chayim," in the Bir Halacha says, "Miloshin says mashma daf b'Shabbos v'yontav yeshul zor shalal lasos king," that you can't have two candles attached together and light them for your Shabbos candles. He says, "Vein okay, that's not correct. The Shabbos yontiv mitzulasos kruchim, that you are allowed to go and combine them, as we've learned previously in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, ukvar hiksha came in Mogen Avram, and the Mogen Avram asks on this as well. And in Dishu foot number 42, he brings down the reasoning why this is allowed. Shabinog hogun lasos b'Shabbos shnei neros kluim, that you're allowed to go and combine candles together and intertwine them, because he brings down because of the zochav v'shamer b'diru echad namru. So that's why it's allowed. It's demonstrating that it's two candles." And the people regard them, the Matzah Tzashak will bring down Shumit Meshut Tzarech Ora V'Simcha. So again, it's not clear how the Ramah is saying over here that you have this halacha both by Shabbos and Yontif as well, that you can't combine the candles. So a little bit down in this Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says, Lalinas Dati, my humble opinion, near the Chaser Kan Prat Echad Hanizkar B'Or Zeruah. The Ramah is quoting the Or Zeruah, as I mentioned, and he's not pointing out one thing that the Or Zeruah also said. Dainu Kishim Edapkin Oson Achar Hadlok Oson. If you connect them after the Hadlaka, that is when he says, Ayezeh Mischanmos Vinoflos. Then they're going to heat each other up and they're going to fall down. And that is Be'emes Osur, whether it's Hanukkah or Shabbos or Yontif. And the Darki Moshe, which is the Ramah, actually points this out in the Darki Moshe. Kishmadlik in Er Shabbos or Hanukkah or Yontif, any of these candle lightings, Vidovkin and Eros Smuchin Zelazeh, Achei Mischanmos Zu Mizu, Vinotev Ashava, gam nichpolos v'noflos lo kimo mitzvah, that if they're going to be so close together that they're going to collapse because of the heat, so the Or Zeruah says that's no good. And therefore, the Amos, the Chofetz Chaim says, halodin harishon lo nizkar klal bar Zeruah el adin zeh. This is the din that we're talking about, that if you combine them afterwards, that's not allowed. After they're lit, that would make it no good. But before they're lit, it's not a problem. Okay, now we go to Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Ner Chanukah minicho al Pesach hasomach l'ushus rabim mibachutz. Here we're going to discuss the proper placement of the Chanukiyah, where you should light your Chanukah licht. So the optimal place, the Mechaber tells us, is in the Pesach that's next to the Rishus HaRabim on the outside. The Mishmur explains Sivkot and Chof Aleph, Mishum Pursumi Nisa. The whole purpose of this is Pursumi Nisa. And we'll explain in a moment all the possible ways that this could, in fact, be done. The issue foot number 43 discusses when it says Mibachutz, what does it exactly mean? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal is Nistapik. She's talking, Shetzorach Lahadlik Dafko Bitzara Chitzon Shal Pesach. Does it have to be specifically on the outside part of the Pesach, which is in the Rishus HaRabim, and not on the inside part of the Pesach, which is in your Rishus? So he says, "Apilu ba'ofen shebnei Rishus HaRabim ro'en esaneiros ha'manochem b'fnim." Even if they can see it perfectly well from the inside, does it have to be on the davka on the outside part? And he suggests that you should put it on the outside part because that's more of pesumi nisa. On the other hand, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down ikar ha'takon. I said, "Lahadlik mibachutz mishum pesumi nisa." The imhuchoshe sheyiknim v'lo esachanukiyah tzorich lahadlik sham l'shmor lochatzisha. Says you actually have to, since that's the preferred place to do it, even if you're concerned that it'll be stolen, you should go and stand out there, so at least for the half an hour. On the other hand, Rabbi Yashin disagrees. Rabbi Yashin says, "Efshal lahadlik beim mibachutz beim mifnim." There is no preference on the outer part in the Rishus HaRabim versus on the inside. As long as it's able to be seen, it's perfectly good. Mechaber continues and says, "Im abayi is pasuch Rishus HaRabim." If the house itself is open to Rishus HaRabim, meinicho al pislo. Then you put it by the pesach of the house. V'im yesh chotzer v'abayis. If there's a courtyard there, meinicho al pesach chotzer. Then you don't put it by the house, but you put it by the pesach of the chotzer to the Rishus HaRabim. In the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, he writes, "Rotz lomar shelo kidas Rashi." This over the meinicho al pesach abayis a pasuch chotzer. The opinion that he brings down over here is that you put it on the Pesach of the Chotzer and not of the Pesach of the Bais. That's not like Rashi says, and the Rav and the Or Zeruah seem to hold like Rashi. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Beis writes, "The Chatzosrei in Hayu Pesuchos Lushus HaRabim." The way it was the house that opened up to a courtyard that opened up into Lushus HaRabim. The issue footnote number 44 brings down, "Ba'afi Mish Bachutz Ruchos Halulus L'Chavos Esaneros." If you light it outside, the wind could blow it out. So what's the deal? So Yashiv Zatzal says, Yeshiv lhotzi hotzos liknos ashoshis. Then you should put it in some side of a container, like a lantern. Kudome, kidei lahadlik bachutz. Furthermore, he adds, Kivon sheikar takonis chazal was to be madlik bachutz because of Pirshu Menisa. He adds that this is doche hider mitzvah. You have a choice. You could light only one candle outside, or you could light the mahadrin, mina mahadrin on the inside. So he says it's actually preferable to light the one candle on the outside than to light the mahadrin and the hadrin on the inside. That's how much important it is to light on the outside. What about if the window would actually give more presumini? So he says that's not our job to decide whether you should be mefarsim more in one way or the other. If Chazal said to light on the outside, that's what we should do. Not everybody agrees with that approach. For example, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, "Im yesh bepesach habayis hapasuach rishus harabim lo roim elamata noshim." If only a few people would see it that way, but if you put it into the window, many more people would see it. He says, preferable to light in the window, and this was in fact the minhag of the Chazon Ish. And in addition, he brings down, if the bnei rishus harabim won't see it properly if it's in the Pesach, but if they would see it better in the window, so then Rav Yashin Zatzal says, "Shelo yotzi dechov also," if you lit it in the Pesach of the Chotzer, because nobody can really see it, and therefore it must be in that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim can see it, and therefore the Madlik in this situation should preferably light it in the window. The issue foot number 45 points out that these halachos were in their days, v'dafku b'zmanam, shiyu chatzeros, ikur tashu shabais, that the Chotzer was used for regular usage from the house, and therefore that's why they would light it by the Pesach of the Chotzer. However, he says nowadays that's not true, and therefore the din would be that you would light it by the house, or in the chalon. On the other hand, Rav Yitzchok Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal, the Brisker Rav in Eretz Yisrael, wrote, "She'ein din tashmish diro b'chotzer l'gabi Chanukah." He says, no, that this din has not changed in regards to Hilchos Chanukah. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal. And he says, "V'av ginos noy shilfei abayis," even the gardens there in front of a house, his opinion is, "Dinon kichotzer b'tzorich l'hadlik b'pischam," and you should light by the Pesach of the garden, not by the house. There are many other ramifications of this halacha, and the rest of this long footnote. Similarly, Dirshu footnote of 46 also has many other additional dinim on the subject Ayin Sham. Now we go back to the Mechaber. V'imhaya dar bi'aliyah, if a person lives in the second floor apartment, shein lo pesach pasuch l'shus harabim, he doesn't have a direct opening to the rishus harabim, so manicho b'chalon has samach l'shus harabim. Then he lights it in the window that is adjacent to the rishus harabim. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Chof Kimu, and he states, v'gam also ein lo pesach pasuch l'chotzer, he also doesn't have an opening to the chotzer, ela pasuch l'bayis, his household exit is into the house, and therefore he should light by the window in this situation. The issue number 47 brings down, in a binyan that has many, many floors, shekol adiros bo besuchos lecheder madregos, and they all open up to stairwells. So Rav Yashav Zatzal brings down, shedayari akomos oyonos ein dinam kidorim baliyah. They don't have this halacha that they live in an aliyah, on a second floor, and he says they should preferably light by the opening of the house and not by the window. Shirak mi shedor baliyah psuch lebayis shetachtel. If only a person lives on the second floor and his exit way is into the house below him, that's called living in a second floor. And he doesn't light by the chotzer, but he lights in his window. Because it doesn't look like he's the one that's lighting. And therefore that is different than in a tall multi-story apartment building. There's much more in this Dirshu footnote as well as in Dirshu footnote number 48 and 49, Ayin Sham. When it's dangerous to light your Chanukah licht outside, and therefore you can't be mekayim the mitzvah that way. When Nebuch the goyim are persecuting us, if they see the Chanukah licht, they'll kill us. So then it's sufficient to light on your table in your house and dayo. That is perfectly acceptable. Mechaber continues with Tzorech Ner Acher L'Shtamish L'Ro. Whenever you're lighting the candles, you also have to have a shamish. You have to have another candle because that's the candle that you're not using to fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah Licht. That's the candle that you're using to get Hanoah from because you're not allowed to get Hanoah from the Chanukah Licht. Mishnah Berurah explains Simchon Chof Dalad Lasus Hekelador. And you have to make some sort of a clear separation that this is for non-Chanukah Licht purposes. In the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, B'Tzorech Ner Acher L'Shtamish L'Ro, he brings down at the end of this Bir halacha, v'chei mina ga'olam, v'chei mina ga'rabaseinu, v'b'chol ner chanukah, v'dlekes v'zoch habayis, tzorech ner acheres. That whenever you light chanukah licht, you always light a shamish. Afilu lo yitzorech l'tashmish, even though you don't need it for any purpose. You're not going to use that room. You're going to leave it there, the chanukah licht, and you're not going into that room. Nevertheless, the minhag is to light a shamish. Shelo yomru. So people shouldn't mistakenly think l'tzorech l'dlekes, that you're lighting it for your own benefit and purposes. V'chein ani noeg l'maisa, ken kosav l'miri. And the Miri himself did this practice. Ayin Sham. Then he brings out for the Prima Gadim, Shekei Mashma Gam Kemi Chuvah Ramah. The Chuvah of the Ramah says the same thing, and he brings down as well for the Mogin Avram. Da'apilu mi she'en lo elo ner echa. If you only have one candle, the ner acheres lahadlik, the shamish lo re'en lo, he doesn't have another candle, then you're allowed to light it. However, min komokum l'chatchila b'vada yizor shalol l'shtamish l'panel. But certainly then in that situation, we're only lighting Chanukah lichting, you don't have a shamish, you don't have another candle there for a benefit from, so make sure that you don't get benefit from those Chanukah licht. The Chaver continues and says, "V'meish minduro. If you have a torch, ain't no tzorech ner acher. Then that would be fine. That you don't need to have a ner acher. Mistama, this would imply that if you have an electrical bulb in that room, so you're getting the hanor from the electrical lights, and you don't need to technically have a shamish." Mishnah Berurah Simchon Chafei says, "V'yochol l'shtamish l'fanel. Then in that situation, you're using the light from the torch or from the electrical bulb for any hanor v'yesha kerish aner shel mitzvah, and it's clear that the ner is there for the purposes of the mitzvah." The Mechaber continues and he says, "V'imhu adam choshev she'ein darku l'shtamish l'orah madura." If he's an important person in those days, an important person wouldn't use a torch. So then, tzorach ne'racher. Then you bedavka have to have a ne'racher in that situation to demonstrate that you're not getting hanor from the Chanukah licht. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, "Menicho l'malam mishlosha tochim." The proper placement of the Chanukah licht is more than three tochim above the ground. Why is that? Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkon Chavav. The chol l'mata mishlosha. If it's something that's less than three tochim, Ki'ilu hiniach b'karcha, through the principle of lavud, it's considered as if it's on the ground, the einikos shebalabayis hiniachos sham, and it doesn't look like anybody specifically placed it there because it's on the ground. It looks like it was left there. Nevertheless, if you in fact did put it less than three tvachim from the ground, you would be yotze b'di evid. How do we define the three tvachim of the ground? Dir Shufut number 51 brings down, hamakom shebimenu modedim, the place where you measure this shear of three tvachim, brings up from Dayan Weiss, that's how the Minchas Yitzchak, shehu mehashal heves, lo mehachanukiyah. You look at it from the flame and not from the candelabra, not from the menorah itself. This is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, that's how. And he writes that these shiurim of Ner Chanukah were said always, all these shiurim about the shal heves, about the flame, below ala chanukiyah, and not the menorah itself. There's also the Mekor Chaim in regards to the shear of 10 tefachim, or the shear of 20 amma. We always look at the flame as being the point where you're measuring from. He adds, when we call Makum Shemaniyah Chanukya al Karka, if you put the Chanukya on the Karka, even though the flame is more than 3 tefachim on the ground, technically that's not a problem. So nevertheless, Dayan Wise Zatzal brings down in the Minchas Yitzchok, Sheyaniach Tachtel Tas, will cover the mitzvah. You should put some sort of a plate underneath it to cover the mitzvah. It's not proper that the Chanukya should be directly on the ground. There's also the opinion of Rishon Zalman Zatzal, Sheodiv Laniach Dover Ma Mitachas Chanukya. You should put something at least underneath the Chanukya, Kadesh Niko Shadlaka L'shei Mitzvah, that you lit it over here for the purpose of the mitzvah. If you're putting it in the windowsill, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes, it can be within 3 tefachim of the bottom of the windowsill, even though we said to light it more than 3 tefachim, or lamala miyot tefachim, or more than 10 tefachim, that's not a problem. Since you put it in the windowsill, which is not the normal place that you put light, so therefore it's clear that you're doing it l'shei mitzvah, and the heker is there in that situation. The issue of footnote 52 brings down, if somebody lives in a basement, so you're putting it in the windowsill, so it's well above the floor from where you are, but it's actually within 3 tefachim on the ground on the outside. So in that situation, when Nissan Karlitz Zatzal is not sure, since it's recognizable that you're lighting it for the purpose of Chanukah, maybe that would be acceptable. He's left with a histopic, he's not sure. Ideally, you should put it less than 10 tefachim, so it's clearly recognizable, since people don't put lights in that place, that you're clearly doing it l'shei mitzvah. Mishabur explains Sivkon Chavzayin, Dika Pirsumanes Tvei Kishu L'mata. It's more recognizable if it's between 3 and 10 tefachim that you're doing it for the purposes of Chanukah, then that's more of a Pirsum. The Dabar Asir La'ar Ein Derech L'anicha Kol Kach L'mata, because people, when they have lights, they don't put them so low to the ground. He says, "Ayin el Yerabba Shikosa." The Ein Holam Nizarm is there. Why aren't people careful about this? Mishum Disomchin Ala Mordechai. They rely upon the Mordechai. What does Mordechai say? Shikosa the Achshel Shehurgalu Laniach Bifnim. Since nowadays people light inside as opposed to outside because of the persecutions of the Goyim, so Ein Kveidu is there. So we're not so careful because it's clear you're lighting it for the purposes of Chanukah Lecht. Achein Atur Sosam is there. The Tur didn't mention this. Umashma the Sirulei the Ein Lechalik is there. He says, "No, we don't make such a distinction, and you should light, in fact, between 3 and 10 Tvachim." Those people that are zealous in the performance of mitzvahs do it this way. If you live on the second floor, then we said you light it then in the window that faces the Shusharabim. Even though it's going to be more than 10 tefachim above the ground of that second floor, nevertheless, you should light it there in the window. If a person has two windows, one window would be above 10 tefachim, one window would be below 10 tefachim. So he says it's preferable in that situation. You should definitely place the chanukiyah to place it in the one that's less than 10 tefachim tall. However, in shul, in shul you'll displeasantly light it in a higher place so it's more visible to everyone else. There are any important Dirshu footnotes over here, including Dirshu footnotes number 53 and 54, 55, and 56. But we're not going to have time to see them inside Ayin Shom. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if you did put it in fact above 10 tefachim, you are yotze. However, but if it's above 20 amma because the eye doesn't see it there, then you would not be yotze. And the Mishnah explains the Sivkon Chavches, the low shalta beyena. As I just said, your eye doesn't look up there. Bein afkamina, bein im madlik b'chutz, or bein im madlik b'bayis. It doesn't make a difference here whether it's indoors or outdoors. It's above 20 amma, it's no good. Again, if you're in a tall apartment building, a skyscraper, then you look at it from the floor of your apartment and not from the floor of the outside. Mishnah Sivkon Chavches says you're not yotzi if it's more than 20 amma high. But tzorich lazor levarach, he brings down the opinion that you have to go and relight it, put it in the right place, and make a new bracha. Ken kosev b'chodosh. He says, however, ayin the prima gadim, mashu kosev is there, and you can see this in Dershu foot number 57, ayin shom. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, hagov afilu l'kocho kach doluk v'inicho l'mat mi'esrim lo yotza. If you lit it above 20, and then you put it below 20, you're not yotze, dadlok osu mitzvah, because where you lit it is the essential placement of the menorah. And even though you change it afterwards, you're not yotze. It brings down the name of the Beis Yosef, the name of Tosos. Mr. Brewer in Sivkon Lamed says the other way around, and then if you move it from one place to another place, then you are still Yotze, because it was lit in the right place, and you move it to another place that is also kosher, and therefore will be acceptable. We'll start Siv Zayin. The ideal place to light the Chanukah Lecht is in the Pesach of the door, to the Rishus HaRabim on the left side. This way you encase the mitzvos, you have the mezuzah on the right and the Hanukkah licht on the left. And we'll discuss more of this tomorrow and Mishnah Berurah. For this, we conclude today's share.